The Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? Unlike a car with its user's manual, we are born without instructions how to live. We experience life vicissitudes without a so-called user's manual. The Gita has been described as such a guide. These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda, which he has been delivering for more than 25 years. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
Okay, so far, we've seen up to chapter 6, verse 30. And because we had too many breaks, it seemed like it has been a long time. But in chapter 6, the yoga of meditation, what we have seen so far is in the beginning, Bhagwan said, there is no difference between a sadhu and a yogi. We have this sannyasi and a yogi. We have this doubt whether should I do a karma yoga or should I do meditation. And Bhagwan said, there is no difference between a sannyasi and a yogi. Both reaches the same point, which is the self-realization of who you are in its essence. He said, but if you are not yet in control of yourself and you are just a seeker, then karma yoga is the most appropriate method for you. Karma karanam uchyate. Aru rukso mune yogi hi karma karanam uchyate. So for us who are seekers, you see, karma is the method. Start with your karma. Once your mind and your intellect is in, your senses are in control, shamah karanam uchyate, then you basically reflect on contemplation, calming down the mind. Shamah, mental control. Dhamah, physical control. By the karma, I achieve a state where now I can focus on my mind and control. Then obviously we have seen the definition of a yogi, that one who starts seeing equality in everything. In other words, one who starts seeing the underlying reality being the same. Outer expressions may be many, but the underlying reality remains the same. That's why I say jnana vijnana truptatma. One who is filled with the knowledge in the vijnana, visishta knowledge, the wisdom. One who is filled with the knowledge and wisdom, he starts seeing the underlying reality in loshta, ashma, kanchanaha, a lump of clay, iron, or gold. Even though they seemingly very different from each other, a jnani sees the underlying reality remaining the same. A physicist sees that the atoms are the basis of all the matter. And energy is the basis of all matter. So you see, one who sees this is a yogi. Once you start seeing this reality, that the underlying reality does not change no matter what the outward manifestation is, then you start getting detached. And you see, yogi is the one who is not detached only from the objects of this world, but also the actions. We have seen that what is the most difficult thing to do is getting retired. You want to get retired. You had been talking about it all your life. Day you retire, it looks like, right? It seems like you have lost part of yourself. You are an architect, a surgeon, a president, and suddenly you are nobody. That attachment to the actions also must go, Bhagavan said. A jnani reaches a point that he sees all this with a detached eye, manifestation of the same reality. So we have seen that now, he said, how do we achieve this goal? He said, by meditation, by focusing on yourself. And for that, we have seen the preparation is, I say, my life of moderation. yukta ahara vihara. In your action and your recreation, both it should be moderation. Not too little, not too much. If you completely give up something, I'm a man of, you know, action. I'm not taking any vacation for the last 5 years. You remember what Lee Iacocca said? If you can't manage two weeks of vacation in your life, how are you going to manage my company? If you can't manage your time, you can't be expected that you will be managing others' time. So he said, yukta ahara vihara, moderation of actions and recreation. You know. That brings you to a level of fine-tuning of yourself that now you can focus on who yourself is. So then the meditation, that's it. Then the detailed instruction we have seen, find a place which is not too high, not too low. In other words, something which is comfortable and you feel secure. You're not sitting on a ledge of a balcony and doing meditation, then I may fall down. Something which is secured and comfortable, where you're not worried about your body, or security of your body. Then you start focusing. You see, while focusing, obviously your mind is going to run away, because mind is fickle. It has a tendency to go into various channels. You see, constantly bring it back. By this practice, over and over again, telling your mind how to stay focused, it will get trained. And then once a person has trained his mind to focus on the self, versus its natural tendency to go outside, then you will start seeing the underlying equality of yourself with the other self. Right now I'm completely convinced that myself is not his self or herself. Bhagavan said in meditation you will come to a realization that myself and yourself and herself and himself are not many selves, but one self manifesting as many. You know, once you start seeing that, you say, you will be at peace with yourself. You will get the greatest joy of your life. Having experienced that joy, there's nothing more to be experienced. Nothing more to be gained, he said. But this experience, it's something which is going to come as a glimpse and then go away. And Bhagavan said that's a practice. You have to do it over and over again to remain in that focus. So last, the verse we have seen, verse 30, say, Yomam pasyati sarvatra, sarvam chamai pasyati, tasya aham na pranasyami, sachamena pranasyati. One who sees me everywhere and everything in me. We have seen the analogy of a ice crystal in water. If there are ice crystals in water, is the water is in the ice crystals or ice crystals are in the water? Both. We know that the underlying reality of ice crystals is water. And the ice crystals are there because they are in water. There is no separation between the ice and ice crystals from one who knows the reality of water. The reality of water is H2O. Whether it's ice or water, it remains exactly the same. It's just the manifestation depending on the conditioning. So when I see this world of plurality, constantly reminding my mind and establishing that fact that even though I see the world of plurality, it's the same self which is manifesting through the many. Such a person, Yomam Pasyati Sarvatra, wherever I see him. And whoever I see him in them. They will say, Tasya aham na pranashyati. From him I do not get separated. Bhagavan said, I, the Supreme Self, never get separated from a person who sees me everywhere. Such a mena pranashyati, neither he gets separated from me. In other words, that connection between the Supreme Self and myself, as I consider, remains unbroken at any given time. because my firm understanding and knowledge that myself is not different than any other self I see in this world. Anything I see is nothing but His manifestation. If He is almighty and all-pervading, everything I see can be nothing but His manifestation. Because if I think that He exists and she exists, both are limited. One, to become infinite, other has to cease to exist. Right now, for me to exist is a limited ego. God does not exist. Therefore, I don't see Him. Once I see Him existing, I don't exist. I am nothing but part of Him. So the last three verses which we have seen, it says, Sarva bhuta sthitam yomam bhajati ekatvam asthitah. Sarvatha vartamanopi sa yogi mai vartate. Whatever the condition the yogi may be in today, he may be a CEO of a company or a beggar. He may be the happiest person because of the situation or unhappiest person. Whatever, the sarvatha vartamanopi, in any condition you are in currently, as long as sarva bhuta sthitam yomam bhajati ekatvam astita. One who worships me or identifies, you say worship is devotion, is love for the divine. Love is nothing but identification. Worship is nothing that something we are glorifying somebody else. Worship is identification. The highest form of identification is worship. So he said, one who worships me is the one who is sarva bhuta sthitam. He is residing in the all the beings, you know. Sarvatha vartamanopi, no matter what condition you are in. See, normally we are pretty spiritual when things are going right, you know. We're very compassionate and say, you know, I think them, let there be peace in everywhere and let everybody be happy because I am happy, you know. It's only when I'm not happy that I have complained about everything, including Bhagwan, you know. It is unjust why Ganapati is doing this and all that. Bhagwan said, no, that's not the case. Sarvatha vartamana, no matter what my condition is, my firm conviction that He only exists and everything I see is His manifestation, that identification remains constant. Sa-yogi mai vartate. Such an yogi will come to realize me. That yogi will never be separated from me. The next verse is what we have seen. It says, Atmau upamyena sarvatra samam pashyati yo arjunaha sukham va yadi va dukham sa-yogi paramo mataha. Atmau upamyena. Because of the likeness of myself, I see in the other self. Right now, you say, I'm so unique, you know, and nobody like me. And I talk to some of my employees when they ask for a raise and say, you know, but you are getting this, and look at what the others say. Oh, Lord, Neil, don't talk to me about the others. I'm very different, you know. That's the feeling we all have. I am very unique, you know. I am in the center of my world, and the world is very different than me. In reality, if you ask your management, all employees are same to them, right? Whoever is working hard. But I feel I am so unique. So right now, I think myself is very unique than other self. Therefore, if I do some harm to others, it doesn't make bother me because it's not. That's okay. Visala is still there? Are you still there? He'll call back. So, because of I see the likeness of myself in other self, In other words, I see myself and yourself as same. Samam paschati arjane, one who sees that. When I see other self, I see myself. I don't see any difference between myself and herself. That's where my natural compassion to the others come. My compassion to myself is very natural, you know. When my left leg is hurting, my leg is hurting, my right arm doesn't say, ask my permission, and say, Neil, should we go and help it out? But that leg has never been nice to me. No question asked. It's my leg. I am pervading everywhere. I see the same self in my hand as in my leg. Yogis expand that identification to the world. He sees his self and yourself and herself as one and the same. He says, Atma upamena. Why that is happening? Not because he has become a very nice person. He now has a natural likeness. He sees his self in the other. And Swamiji says, this is basically is the instruction in Bible. We say, love thy neighbor as thyself. It cannot come just by some instruction. It comes by identification. If I identify with my neighbor as myself, then only I can love him like myself. Without the identification, there is no love. Love is nothing but identification. When I see the likeness of myself in others, automatically my love for the others will manifest. So I say, Sukham va yadi va dukham sayogi paramo mataha. We see identification if the relationship is conducive and happy. When you praise me and I praise you, it's a wonderful relationship. Neil, you are great. And I say, no, you are great, you know. And that's a wonderful relationship we have. It's only when you give me pain and I give you pain and I still see that oneness in us. Sukham va yadi va dukham. My son gives me happiness as well as pain. We know that anything which has a capability or capacity to give you happiness has equal capacity to give you unhappiness. Our children are the prime example. And I won't talk anything about spouses. Because I may get into trouble pretty soon. But our children, as much joy they have given in our life, they have given equal pain. You know. But does our relationship ever changes? No. That relationship remains the same. It's still my son. No matter how joy he gives or pain he gives. He said, when that relationship I expand to the world, Sukham va yadi va dukham, yogi paramo mataha. Bhagavan said, in my opinion, he is the greatest yogi. He has become one with his self, which is now permeating through all the beings in this world. Whether the other being is giving me happiness or unhappiness, is still myself. Therefore, as Dhyan always reminds, Namaste. When I see you, the first thing I see you in is not your outer self, but your inner self. And I bow down to that self, or I acknowledge that myself and yourself is one and the same. Now, obviously, this is all wonderful to hear. And all of us are thinking at the same time, this is all hypothetical. It's an euphorian idea, which is not ever good, or utopian idea, which is not going to happen in my life. Arjuna feels exactly the same way. So the last verse which he has seen, it says, Yoyam yogastvaya proktaha samyena madhusudana. O Madhusudana. He also reminds him that, look, you're also the one who killed people. You know, Madhusudan, the slayer of the demon Madhu. He says, oh Madhusudan, this yoga of equanimity, Samyana, you're talking to me, that see all your, you know, lost asma kanchanaha, whether he is an enemy or a friend, you see all of them same. It seemed like you also had some trouble of your own, you know. that you have killed these people. Oh, Madhusudan, this yoga of equanimity which you had been teaching me is wonderful. However, etasya aham na pasyami chanchalatvat sthitim sthiram. But I don't see that happening in my life because the nature of my mind is chanchala, is restless and fickle. That's not going to calm down and start seeing equanimity in everybody. I don't see that happening for a continuous period. I may see it for a while. I may see a glimpse of that once in a while when things are perfectly going okay. My job is fine, my wife is not complaining, children are having good grades and weather is good outside. I may see oneness with this world. One of that going astray, that oneness is going to go away. Children are not doing well, wife is complaining all the time, job is not doing well. My equanimity is gone. Bhagwan, I don't see this happening all the time.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschit Dukkha Bhag Bhave. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.